singers. Everyone he meets, he says a singer.
Roll call.
What's that you say, Andy Breckman?
Oh, I'm just saying, do you think we're doomed? Just making conversation, idle conversation, about how doomed we are, 1 to 10.
I don't think we're doomed at all.
Yeah, I think it's a 4.
Why would we be doomed?
Because I can see the icebergs up ahead, glistening in the moonlight. And we can't turn starboard in time. Ship's too big. That's why.
The glistening is so pretty. Why can't you focus?
You keep looking at the tip of that iceberg, Ken. I'll be in lifeboat number 4.
I guess I'm an iceberg half full kind of guy.
Hey, we're already off to a great start. We got the iceberg metaphor going. We got the whole Titanic riff. This is already
I told you, man, we have great iceberg material. We should do all our iceberg material.
No, let's save it. Ration it out.
Okay, all right. Hey, man, it's Be Nice to Andy Breckman week here on 7 Second Delay.
Finally, long overdue. What did I do to deserve that? Lost my job. That's the answer.
Yeah, unemployed.
Yeah.
But maybe Nick the Bard can hook you up with a job. He's employed.
Yeah, I could work at his store.
Oh, I'm employed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that guy Matt do? Can I do his job?
Yeah.
What's he do?
Matt Warwick, he helps out with the morning show with Wake and Bake.
Nope, I can't do that.
He does, you'd have to get here at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
6 a.m.
No, his job is safe.
And then he organizes the record fair.
Oh, the record fair, I can help with that.
You'd have to be there for 3 days with all the lonesome
I could turn that around in... I can turn that around in just 3 words. Chicks are free. Chicks get in free.
That's
done.
4 words.
Yeah, 4 words. There, record fair. Record fair just went from failure to success. Thank you. You're welcome.
Chicks are free is 3 words.
Yeah. Or if you identify as a chick.
So, yeah. So you can make... you can make offensive jokes again now that you've lost your TV.
Yeah, I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, nothing to lose.
Yeah, the muzzle's off, baby.
All those weeks
Let
you
me
were
add them.
So worried about getting Me Too'd out of Netflix.
I was. That was a factor.
Not no more.
Because there's nothing anyone could say that would cost me this gig here at FMU. How bad would a guy have to behave to lose this free gig for an hour a week? I lost my job. How was your week?
Also not so great.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how, I'm sorry.
Got some real bad news myself.
I know, you had a little financial setback.
Yeah.
A bill you thought was X turns out to be X plus Y.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like $100,000 higher than I expected.
You know, if I hadn't lost my job at Netflix, I would have just picked up that $100,000 for you.
I thought you were going to pay for the entire...
I would have, if I hadn't lost that job.
The entire construction.
Yeah, would have sent you and Hank around the world.
Yep.
First class. Ah, it's too bad. That was going to be my surprise.
Can I call them for you?
See if they change their mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like... Can I listen in on that call?
Yeah. Get them to reconsider?
Call them now. Call them live on the air. You might want to take another look at that Good Cop show.
Well, I think they should re-examine their stats because I watched most of the series, but I think maybe I did miss one in the middle. So I threw off their algorithm.
I think you did. I think it's all about the numbers. Yeah, their data, their algorithm.
Yeah.
They're crunching those numbers.
Damn their algorithm.
They're like NASA engineers. I imagine them like the control room in Apollo 13. They've all got slide rules.
Damn, we should have done the nursing home idea. Visiting nursing homes and showing them how to use Netflix.
I think it just wasn't meant to be. But there'll be other shows, my friend. I know what you're worried about. I know you're worried about me
and the
getting
marathon.
Soaked. Yeah, yeah, I know that was your first concern.
That's the main thing.
Hey, listen, I'm going to need all the money I've ever pledged to the station back.
Yeah.
That be all right?
No. That money's been spent.
Well, whatever you spend it on, can you sell it? What did you spend it on? Your styrofoam fire escape that now needs replacing?
It's going to be treated styrofoam.
Yeah.
It's
so a fire escape cost $150,000?
$230,000.
Dear God.
Well, no, that's the full bill for
just let the people burn. What the hell? What's the argument? Man, that's a tough call right there. Isn't who would you lose in a fire? Point to the people you would lose.
It is a tough call.
The people upstairs on that top floor? $230,000?
I actually started Googling wood fire escape.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, something's wrong with that idea.
Yeah.
But then I remembered I used to have a wood fire escape. So
when you lived in Warsaw?
Yeah. Maybe it's not so crazy.
Yeah.
Let's do the iceberg thing again.
Yeah, that was where we peaked. Yeah. Wait, but we have a great show.
We do. We do have a great show
today. I need a great show. I'm having a tough week.
Yeah, me too.
Lost my beautiful job. You lost your cushion, your financial cushion that you worked so hard to build up. Gone in one snap of the fingers.
Well, yeah, basically just had a very upsetting meeting.
Oh, man. The lesson learned, never go to meetings. Avoid meetings.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot.
I wish I knew.
I wish I knew, too. That Tuesday meeting I had was a killer.
Wait.
When will we learn to avoid meetings?
My meeting was Tuesday as well.
That was a bad meeting. And then, get this, I lost another gig on Monday, the day before.
What gig did you lose on Monday?
Oh, I was up for another job I didn't get.
A TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the business we have chosen.
I'm sorry.
You know what Beth and I did yesterday? We watched the Hyman Roth scene from Godfather 2.
That's really amazing because
isn't that the greatest?
I just watched Godfather 2 last weekend.
Mo Green was a good man. He was a friend of mine. But it was purely business. This is the business we have chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order. There's a lesson there for you and me.
Hyman Roth, he was based on Meyer Lansky. Was that the idea?
Was he? I don't. Did Meyer Lansky move? Oh, Meyer Lansky. Yeah, the guy who moved to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mobster moved to Israel. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
And was Mo Green based on Bugsy Siegel, the guy who kind of founded Las Vegas?
I think Mo Green was different from Bugsy Siegel. I think there was a Mo Green. Wasn't there?
Oh, really?
Wasn't there? No, I guess.
I don't know.
No, that's not how the Godfather did
it. Yeah, Bugsy Siegel was the Jewish gangster who kind of founded Las Vegas.
There was a stopover for GIs after the war. He founded a city in the desert. The name of that city? Las Vegas.
What a great movie.
What a great scene.
Yeah,
every scene.
Every scene in that movie. Yeah. And then I started Godfather 3. Man, that's terrible. I only made it like 15 minutes in.
Yeah, that's the good cop of the Godfathers. That's how they refer to it.
What happened there on Godfather? That was not Coppola, I guess.
It was Coppola.
It was Godfather?
And his daughter, yeah.
Really?
Well, wow. I guess he needed money, and you can't. No one bats 1,000.
Yeah.
Coppola actually bats, you know, he probably had
he
more
bat?
Failures. He's had a number of movies that didn't work.
Hmm.
I know how he feels.
Yeah.
That's where I live.
Yeah. Well, it's Be Nice to Andy Day. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
I've been here for 30 years. I finally get a Be Nice to Andy Day.
This day only comes every 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You wait till I'm down in the mud in a fetal position. Wait for the world to kick me a few times and then declare it Be Nice to Andy.
So you can call up and be nice to Andy, or we're looking for the most famous person listening.
Yeah, there's got to be a famous person listening, right? Don't you think?
And I think we've done this before, but I don't know for sure.
It was years and years
ago. It doesn't matter. I'm sure somebody will
Who
tell
is
us.
The most famous person listening now that can call us now? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. If you have a Wikipedia entry. Wait, Irwin's here. Irwin can tell us the criteria for Wikipedia. Not everyone qualifies, right, Irwin?
Oh, here you go.
Just nod, Irwin.
Oh, sorry. Here you go.
Erwin, you've worked with and for Wikipedia?
I don't work for them.
He's an editor.
Nobody works for them. I'm a self-appointed editor.
Hey, you might need to edit that good cop page.
You know what, Andy?
Point that mic towards your mouth.
I went to edit the wiki page for the good cop.
Yeah.
To add that it has been canceled,
terminated.
Murdered.
Well, I say canceled.
Somebody beat me to it.
Yeah, I'm sure they couldn't wait. My so-called friends in the business.
Somebody linked to, was it Deadline Hollywood?
Yeah, never everybody, more. Yeah.
How appropriate is that? Deadline.
Thank you. But anyway,
what did you want to know about people?
Okay, we're going to throw the net out. We're going to look for a famous listener just to impress. Why are we doing this, Ken?
This is what you wanted to do.
I know, but why? What is the rationale? To impress our wives?
You hated...
To impress our other listeners?
You hated the other idea.
Yeah, we had a... This is the least terrible idea.
Yeah.
But we want to impress people, so they'll say, hey, let's listen to Andy and Ken. Let's listen to that seven-second delay. So-and-so and so-and-so, famous person so-and-so, listens. Right?
Right.
It's kind of an endorsement of sorts, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so what? How do we know if somebody's famous? How famous are they? What if we get two people that are relatively equally known?
Well, I was telling you before, there's different kinds of fame these days. There's Instagram famous, there's YouTube famous, you know.
That's all famous. You know their name or you don't.
Yeah. Well, you don't know the name of any Instagram stars.
Well, if anyone calls and I know their name, they win. By the way, we do have a prize for the winning celebrity. The most famous person that calls before 7 o'clock. And I guess they have to prove that they are who they say they are, right?
Yes.
We'll get a prize.
We're going to make a donation to charity in their name.
A WFMU bumper sticker will be sent to the charity of your choice.
How's that?
Right. Maybe it's the American Cancer Foundation. Whatever you want.
Would the American Cancer Society...
Maybe the people who have been displaced by the California fires. There must be a charity set up.
Don't even have cars to put the bumper sticker on.
Well, when they get a car eventually, or they could put the bumper sticker... Very good point, Ken. Those people who lost their cars, they can put the bumper sticker on a door or put it on the back of their jackets. But you made a very good point, Ken. But I think I made an even better point.
But in any case, it goes to the charity of the winner's choice.
Right. So we're looking for someone famous. Maybe you're in a band. Anyone that we could look up. Anyone who is Google-able.
And if you're not famous, now's the time to call us at 201-209-9368. Because right now we got nothing.
Right. So anybody who's ever stepped outside of their hovel right now is the most famous person.
Right. Anybody calling right now would automatically be in the lead.
201-209-9368.
And it's also Be Nice to Andy Day.
Do you think you're more famous than me?
I don't know.
Well, how can we find that out?
I think we have tested this.
But how do we do that? By Google Hits?
Well, it's
no.
Google Hits is no good.
It is. Why? Because there's so many Ken Freeman.
Yeah, there's so many Ken Freemans.
No, but look up Ken Freeman WFMU. See how many you got there.
Okay.
And I'm the only Andy Brackman, by the way. So
no, there are other Andy
No, Brackman. There are not other Andy Brackman.
34,700.
Hold on. I'm writing that down. That's a fine little number, Ken, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. 34,000. Okay.
34,700.
Yeah, very fine. I don't know why you're embarrassed about that number. Okay.
You have 119,000.
119,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that includes all the Andy Breckmans.
There is no other Andy Breckman
in the world.
There's none.
There's so many.
Breckman is a number one. It's a mistake someone made at Ellis Island. It's not a... There's no organic.
It's a mistake that's very popular in Kazakhstan, apparently.
There is no such animal, Andy Breckman, in Kazakhstan. Okay, so it looks like I'm 3.5 times more famous than you.
Yeah.
That feels right to
me. Well, that makes sense to me.
It feels right to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm 3.5 times better than you.
No, of course not.
I'm probably no more than 2 times better than you.
You're
This is just the number of Google Hits.
You're way more than 3.5 times richer than me.
Not this week. I'm not. Oh, hey, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to need every nickel I ever pledged to this show back.
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks for reminding me.
No can do on that.
That'd be
that
a good
one.
Policy, I think.
Professor Adam Smasher, you're on the air.
Hey, wait, do we have someone famous or someone who claims to be?
Professor Adam Smasher, he's the most famous person listening right now.
Hold on. Adam, A-T-O-M?
And a pleasure to be so as well.
Well, congratulations. You are sitting comfortably in first place. 201-209-9368. Tell me what accounts for your notoriety? What have you done to achieve this?
I'm a renowned steampunk personality, an entertainer, musician, singer, songwriter, and gentleman. I perform at a lot of steampunk conventions. If you do a Google search
we're
for
looking,
me,
we're
you'll
looking
find
now.
Out that I have my own signature model top hat that's custom made for me in Milan, Italy. It bears the name of my character.
Hold on.
Is it A-T-O-M or A-D-A-M?
ADAM.
Oh, okay.
ADAM. Yes.
And you have a you have your own hat that you've designed yourself.
It's a signature model top hat.
Signature,
that is,
yes.
That bears the name of my character, yes.
Wow, there he is.
You've created a character. It looks like you're all over YouTube.
Yes, I am. I have a YouTube channel. I have a steampunk musical duo called Eternal Frontier.
You passed the YouTube audition.
And he has 213,000 results.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's more famous than you
are,
Andy.
He is. 213,000. Okay, and does he have a Wikipedia page? That's another criteria?
I have been trying to establish that, and I can't seem to find anybody that knows how to get that done. I do think what I do merits a Wikipedia page.
Well, let me ask you.
I have not been able to get that done.
Let me ask you this. Do you have your own signature style hat?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your own hat, a signature style hat?
It is my hat, yeah. Milan, Italy.
Then what is YouTube's problem?
I have numerous product endorsements. I also have an endorsement with a gentleman who makes the steampunk goggles that I wear. His name is Quang Yen, and he's out of Las Vegas, Nevada. He has a company called Steampunk Design on Etsy. That's all one word, steampunk design.
Adam Smasher, you are the coolest guy I know. You look fantastic.
And you have xylophone pants, it looks like.
I'm sorry, sir?
I believe you have xylophone pants. I see something.
Xylophone pants.
Yeah, it looks like you have pants that have like xylophone.
Just ignore him. Adam, it doesn't matter.
Well,
just
you
say,
know, I wish
just,
I did if I did.
Yeah, just
say, you never know.
No, Adam, Adam. Adam,
I'll play some xylophone pants for you. You
Adam,
know.
Just say that's right, Ken, and we'll move on. Okay. So, yeah. So, Adam, you are now in. If you retain the lead, if you end up being our most famous listener, what charity would you like us to send this WFMU bumper sticker to?
Okay, there is a breast cancer foundation at Morristown Hospital that I have run some benefits for. And the reason I choose them is because I know the money doesn't go to administrative costs.
Right.
It goes directly to the people
right.
whom I've received letters from. Thanking me personally, you know,
right.
the actual people that we,
so this bumper sticker,
getting the money
right.
to, and it was very,
perfect.
Very rewarding. So
perfect.
That would be my choice.
Okay.
Okay.
That
done and done.
They probably have X-ray machines and MRI
that they could
machines.
Put the bumper sticker on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the bumper sticker is not going to get waylaid in the office by some clerk, Ken. The bumper sticker is going to the people that need it. In the X-ray department.
Well, Professor Adam Smasher, it's been great talking to you, and you are the reigning most famous person listening.
If you can beat Adam Smasher's numbers, he has 213,000 hits on Google, give us a call, 201-209-9368. Right now, as of this moment, I am the second most famous person listening to the show.
Gentlemen.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Professor Adam Smasher.
And now we go to Kyle in New Hampton. Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Come on.
How you doing?
I'm good. We have a little bit of a crackle going on.
Yes, it's not great.
Sorry about that.
It's not great audio. We can hear you clearly, but you can't hear us. So it's a perfect, perfect system.
So Kyle would like us not to announce her last name.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Wait, but you... wait.
Oh, my God!
What, how many hits she has?
Yeah. 6,540,000 hits.
But I'm sorry, but if we can't announce your last name, what's the use of being famous if you can't go on the radio and announce yourself? Kyle, please rethink this because we can't. Oh my gosh, look at you! You have a career to be so proud of. We're looking at your profile.
I was on a reality show.
Yeah.
Called Chopped, and a couple of weeks ago, I called into your show because you were talking about. A few things, and one of them was that someone stole something from you.
Yes.
I don't remember this.
And I didn't mention it when I talked to you on the phone, but when I was on an episode of Chopped on the Food Network, and I was chopped after the second round, I did the sad trombone. Mwah, mwah.
Yep.
And now I see that on the Food Network shows all the time.
Oh, they stole that idea. They lifted that from you.
They stole my idea.
Oh, Kyle. Now, Kyle, I really want to announce your name. I'm very proud to have you. Oh, there's Ken doing the sad trombone. Ken, did you ask Kyle permission? Ken?
No.
That's not yours. That's Kyle's idea.
That's my trombone.
Ken, ask her permission.
Is it okay if I use the sad trombone? Kyle?
We might have to work out some sort of a royalty arrangement.
Well, Kyle, right now you're winning, but you can only win this prize. We have a bumper sticker to give to your favorite charity. Only if we can announce your last name and brag on you. I want to brag.
As long as you don't give my address.
No.
Well, we'd never give your address. But we are talking to Kyle Bernstein. And Kyle, tell us what you are best known for. Because
I'm best known for being on the Halloween episode of Chopped.
Chopped. And that was on the Food Network?
On the Food Network.
Uh-huh.
And and is that where your 6 million followers, not 6 million followers, 6 million hits have come from?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm very popular. I've also, I cooked for a dinner that was featured on a public television show, Friday Arts in Philadelphia.
Wait, add this word to her. Add this word to the Google search.
Okay.
You know, and I do all those things. I have a blog, and I teach cooking and all of that kind of stuff that makes you very popular on the internet.
Oh, okay. I think Kyle Bernstein is. It's not a unique name. There might be other Kyle Bernsteins out there.
So there is one very particular Kyle Bernstein.
Who is that?
Who I've become acquainted with because I get his emails.
And who is? But he spells it the same way.
He does spell it the same way. He is one of the country's leading researchers on sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, I'm against those. So I don't think I like that guy.
So I will never open an attachment in one of his emails again because it's pretty gross.
So wait, so are those 6 million hits that we're getting on Google, are those shared between you and the pervert Kyle Bernstein?
He's not a pervert.
It's a fine line between a reality show star and a pervert.
He's an STD researcher.
A researcher.
Right.
I didn't quite understand. Oh, okay. Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
Then he's probably against it.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he's probably trying to avoid it.
He's probably
trying to prevent it.
Yes. He's working against them.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, God. Okay. God bless him.
So I just Googled Kyle Bernstein Cook.
Yeah.
And we get 2.6 million hits.
Okay. And that still puts
We're sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So
you were sharing, but that's still.
You can get him to call. Tell him I said hello.
You're still winning. You're still winning.
Now, what charity, if you do hold this lead, what charity would you like this bumper sticker sent to?
I would have to say the American Diabetes Association.
And they probably have a fleet of cards, and they would probably love a bumper sticker.
Yeah, they probably have some cards with handicap bumper stickers, so you could put the sticker.
We could put ours over. We could put it over their handicap
right
bumper sticker.
Right on the handicap.
Yeah. Wait, so that's, American Diabetes.
Yeah.
Okay, can do.
And I'm all the healthy food and the healthy living and all of that kind of stuff.
You're doing God's work. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we are so proud to have all these celebrities, Ken, all these famous, pseudo-famous people.
I'm stoked that Kyle Bernstein is listening. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. We have Kyle Bernstein.
Thank you, my call, guys.
We have Professor Adam Smasher, Andy Breckman. Andy Breckman, who produced that failed dramedy on Netflix, he's listening.
Oh, it was a dramedy.
Yeah, it was a dramedy. Oh, go.
I misinterpreted the whole thing.
You mean Be Nice to Andy Week is over? That's what you're saying. Well, that was nice while it lasted.
I'm sorry.
No, that was so sweet. Oh, I'll never forget the first 20 minutes of this show. It was heaven on earth.
I'm reinstating Be Nice to Andy Week.
Yeah, you just take occasional breaks because you're only human. 201-209-9368. We're looking for the most famous person listening. Right now, our reigning champion is Kyle Bernstein.
With 2.6 million Google
hits. You might remember her. She was a contestant on the show Chopped.
Yeah, the Halloween episode.
The classic Halloween
episode.
And
the inventor of the sad trombone sound effect. Or the popularizer. Let's say she's the popularizer of the sad trombone. Hey, Seth Rosner's on the line. Hi, Seth.
Seth Rosner? Wait, not the Seth Rosner.
Yes, the Seth Rosner.
Hey, Seth, we're so stoked that you're calling.
Hey, Seth.
Now, Seth, now you talk. We talked first, and now you talk.
Hello, oh. Seth.
And now Seth says something. Go, Seth, go.
Oh, well.
Seth, now you talk.
Seth's not there.
Is there a problem with the phone?
Seth, no, I don't think so.
Well,
I mean,
you don't know.
I mean, there is.
You don't know what Seth Rosner we were talking to, do you?
Well, let's try this Seth Rosner. Oh, no Seth Rosner there either. Okay, let's try.
Seth Rosner sure knows how to dial a phone, but he's not so great at talking on the phone. 201-209-9368. We're looking for the most famous person who's listening.
And we now welcome to the air the famous Andy Fuchs.
Andy Fuchs. Wait, is that a name I know?
Oh, I don't know. Are you a musician or do you know musicians?
No, but I listen to music. I like the Beatles.
Well, my claim to fame is I manufactured guitar amplifiers that are used by people like Carlos Santana and the Zac Brown.
Wait. You design these amplifiers?
I design and build them right in good old North New Jersey.
You design? Wait, okay. And tell me about some of your famous clients. Carlos Santana?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You remember him from Woodstock, Ken?
Yes.
Well, he barely remembers him from Woodstock.
He barely remembers himself. And fantastic. Now tell us what makes your amplifiers superior amplifiers.
They sound really, really clean, and many people don't like them because they're very revealing and articulate, and it forces you to be a better player sometimes.
It's like HD. It's like HD TV where you can see every little wrinkle.
Do your
exactly.
amps?
It's the difference between a Pinto and a Ferrari when it comes to handling and responding to what you do as a driver or as a player.
And now, in that metaphor, you'd be the Ferrari.
Hopefully.
Oh yeah, I got you. That's a good metaphor then. And Andy Fuchs, I can see that you've been interviewed in a number of magazines, music and technology magazines.
Yes, I have.
And you've probably hung out with some famous people.
Sure.
I know Carlos Santana is a client.
Yeah, that's a pretty big name drop there.
That is pretty good. He was at Woodstock.
Band, Jimmy Herring, John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin. I've heard of many of these people.
Look at that.
And we're going to count your Google hits right now. What's our number, Ken?
Well, if I search for Andy Fuchs Audio, I get 814,000.
Very respectable. Very respectable.
Look at that. I should be rich at this point besides famous, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think Google should pay you.
I think they should. And I would use that money to buy you guys a fire escape.
Yeah. Oh, man, if you have an extra fire escape, send it over. That's what we should be.
A fireproof fire escape?
Yeah. One would only hope.
Yeah.
I think that's why the wooden ones didn't catch on.
Yeah.
Oh, they caught on, but not in the way you were hoping it would.
They took off like a fire.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Adam Fuchs. Okay, so
Andy Fuchs.
Andy Fuchs. Okay, and his number again was
814,000.
Fantastic score. 814,000, but of course our winner still is Kyle Bernstein.
Kyle Bernstein of Chopped.
And you know what? I got to fight that. I got to contest it because you basically got two Kyle Bernsteins. One is the famous lady from the TV show, and the other guy's the STD expert.
And there might be even more.
You know, I mean, who knows how many of those hits are incorrect? Or
okay, you know what?
No, I actually searched for Kyle Bernstein Cook. That's what got us 2.3 million.
So you think it's legitimate?
Just Kyle Bernstein, it was 6.3 million.
But you know what? If it turns out it is disputed and we have to recount the way they're recounting a lot of these close elections, just in case we come back to you, Andy Fuchs, what would be your charity of choice? We are sending a bumper sticker to your charity of choice.
I would say the ALS Society. My father passed away of ALS many years ago, and it's always been a foundation I've supported.
Is that Lou Gehrig's disease?
There's actually a New York City chapter.
Ken's asking, is it the same as Lou Gehrig's disease?
It is indeed.
I'm sorry to hear.
Yep.
I'm sure they have some sort of vehicle that they use, some kind of official vehicle, right?
Yeah, they shouldn't be too tough to find.
And the bumper sticker would look just beautiful on that.
Absolutely.
We'd be proud to have it on their bumper sticker.
The Lou Gehrig Mobile.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Lou Gehrig Mobile. That's right, Ken.
Put it right on the back.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. They'll put it right on the back of the Lou Gehrig Mobile.
The Pope has a Pope Mobile.
Yeah, the ALS Society has a Lou Gehrig Mobile.
They do have a Lou Gehrig Mobile. You think charities don't need to engage in marketing? Well, Andy Fuchs of Fuchs Audio Technologies, thank you.
Andy's laughing so hard at that joke you can't hear him. It's like an inaudible laugh. That's how hard he's laughing.
Like that?
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
The damn phones, you can't even hear Andy Fuchs laughing at the Lou Gehrig Mobile antics.
All right, it's David Krumholtz.
Wait, not the David Krumholtz.
The David Krumholtz is on the line with us. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We're doing great now that you called. We are honored to have David Krumholtz calling.
Thanks. My buddy Sean Stamfel, who's listening right now, is an avid listener in Dumont, New Jersey.
Well, that shout-out, I'm sure that's...
very happy. Right?
That's appreciated. Now, David Krumholtz, that's Krumholtz with a K.
That's right.
Is this Krumholtz. David Krumholtz, the famous American actor?
Wait, you've done, it looks like you have a very healthy resume. You've done a lot of acting.
That's right.
Where are you, what job has led to, what job would you say you're most recognized from?
I'm sorry, say again, we have a very...
Oh, I know, the connection is terrible tonight. But what acting job would you say was your most high profile acting job?
Well, I did a TV show for 6 years on CBS called Numbers.
Sure.
I played a mathematician that solves crimes for the FBI. I'm also Bernard the Head Elf in Santa Claus movies. I'm in 10 Things I Hate About You. I made like 50 films, about 12 television series. I'm currently on The Deuce on HBO.
Of course. Fantastic credit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I win. I win the whole contest.
You know what? If we had had a second season of my Netflix show, I would have hired you. I would have featured you in every episode.
Maybe. But as of right now, I'm the champion, no?
I would say, well, let's check out your IMDb page. Oh, my gosh, that is a healthy IMDb page. Hold on, go down a little bit. Let's look at, hold on.
What are you looking for? You know how to read IMDb,
as an actor,
I guess.
Right there. There it is.
I'm the champion.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all the,
I won the whole
105 acting credits.
105 acting credits. You are a workhorse.
Yes, sir, I am.
And what would you say was your most, what would you say if you had to put a reel together, I'm sure you don't need a reel anymore, but if you had to put a reel together, what would be the first clip on your reel? What are you proudest of? What scene?
Probably my latest work on The Deuce across from Maggie Gyllenhaal. Just anything from this season of The Deuce, which just finished airing on HBO.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know the critics ate it up. I'm gonna check it out myself.
Yeah.
You were terrorist number three on Key and Peele.
I was on an episode of Key and Peele.
Wow.
Look
and
at this.
I did play a terrorist.
Master of None, Men at Work. Fantastic. I'm very jealous. I know. How many hits? He has a Wikipedia page, Ken?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. I think.
I won the whole thing. You can do all your status.
He has 646,000 Google hits.
Well, that's less than Kyle Bernstein, though.
Who's Kyle Bernstein?
Is it? No, Kyle Bernstein had 2.3 million.
That's right.
646,000.
Yeah, it's less, right?
But I know. But this guy's the real thing. He does
have 102.
And he has a Wikipedia page.
Yes.
I mean, you're recognized when you go out. You're recognized.
That can't be right,
David.
Just today alone, that I've got 600.
David, how often are you recognized? How often are you, David? When you're in the world.
Hour, maybe.
David, when you're in the world, how often are you recognized?
I would say almost every single day.
And what do they know you best from, The Deuce?
Probably The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I'm the head elf of all elves.
Wow.
Bernard the Head Elf. But also 10 Things I Hate About You is a very popular movie. The Deuce and a TV show I made called Numbers, which I was the lead actor, the star of, if you will, if you want to use
it. I know. Judd Hirsch, I know, was...
Use it on myself, but for all intents and purposes...
Yeah, we'll say star, and we're so proud that you're a fan, right? And you listen to us, right, Ken?
Honored.
We're honored. And we're going
to
put
this... I'm honored to be on the phone with you guys.
With your permission, we would like to use your name when we promote our show and our station.
You can do as you must.
Oh, fantastic.
I give you that permission.
The station.
So, join.
Been given that permission in the past.
Join David Krumholtz. Join David Krumholtz and listen to 7 Second Delay every Wednesday.
So, are you declaring David the winner over Kyle Bernstein so far?
I think he has a Wikipedia page that he's recognized every day. That's the definition of fame.
I'm just looking up.
Worked with some of the greatest of all time. I know them personally.
He has worked with some of the greatest people of all time. Well, you've. People. Have you ever met Phoebe Cates? Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates. Oh, you're talking about Kevin Kline.
Yeah,
wife.
Kevin Kline's wife.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Oh, before. All right. Well, still, he's still famous, Ken.
But she hasn't met me either.
Yeah, exactly, so that Ken. That's not the only criteria, Ken.
I didn't say a word about Phoebe Cates.
She hasn't met me.
Yeah, she hasn't met David Cronholt. Yeah.
She's not really working
Depends
anymore.
Depends on how you frame it.
Yeah, you have to frame it differently, Ken. My God, Ken. Give it up already on Phoebe Cates.
Her golden era was Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I don't know what...
A very
what
long time ago.
I don't know
I'm
what
more
made...
relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm hotter. I'm hotter and
Yes,
hotter.
You are.
Yeah,
you're very
in a
hot.
Lot of ways.
David is very hot.
Well, we are... We're thrilled to have you with us, and... if we were going to award you the first prize, the gold medal, we haven't awarded that officially yet. What charity would you like this gift sent to?
You can give it all to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. They do good work.
Okay. They do wonderful work, and I know they have a fleet of vehicles, and our bumper sticker would look wonderful on one of those.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, David.
David Krumholtz, ladies and gentlemen. David Krumholtz. The David Krumholtz. Did you ever see that movie, The Santa Claus?
No, I haven't.
With Tim Allen?
Haven't. Have you seen it?
I'm going to see it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch The Deuce. I'm going to have a David Krumholtz marathon tonight.
The Deuce? You should have commiserated with him.
Key and Peele's?
The Deuce also just canceled.
Oh, it was canceled?
Yeah. Of course, they made it beyond one season.
Shut up! Shut up!
Hey, there's somebody on
you
the line.
What? You're making me miss Be Nice to Andy week. The Be Nice to Andy week, guess how long it lasted? You'd think a week would be 7 days. No, here at FMU, Be Nice to Andy week lasted 14 minutes.
Well, Victor from Monroe is calling for Be Nice to Andy week. Hi, Victor. You're on the air.
Andy, hello.
Hey, Victor. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I just want to give you my condolences on your show. I just heard today that
we didn't get picked up.
I watched roughly about eight out of ten of the first the first season.
Yeah,
and I loved it.
Thanks, Victor.
So did you watch the first
Connie Caruso, the top wife?
Yeah, that's right. There was a big mystery, a big cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah, and I expected it to continue. She's a neighbor of mine. She lives two doors down, and is she hot?
You mean the actress?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a very nice woman. Her name, I'm blanking on her name. But we had a whole backstory worked out. But, of course, we weren't going to reveal it in the first season. We were going to reveal it slowly over the 7 or 8 or 9 seasons that I was sure we were going to have.
And I think people would have hung on that long.
I think you might
My only dilemma is, what do I do with all the signed autographs that I was going to put on eBay when she made it big?
Yeah, well, that is a problem. That's not the biggest problem I'm facing in my life.
Maybe if you sign them also, they'll double in value.
Maybe. Or you can sign my name and then I'll initial them. You know, I'm a very busy man.
I have your permission to sign your name.
Yeah, you sign my name and then I'll send them to me and I'll initial your signature.
Excellent. You got any other projects in the works?
Well, I have. I've always got something, but those are disappointment and failures down the road. They're yet to come.
All right. Okay, it's been good talking to you.
Nice to talk
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Victor.
Okay, bye-bye.
What are you going to do with all the old good cop hats?
Paraphernalia.
Hats and T-shirts.
You'll check out, there's a site called Craigslist, and check it out tonight.
Okay.
And... if you have a couple of nickels that you can scratch together, you might come home with some good cop paraphernalia.
All right. Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for the most famous person listening.
Someone more famous than David Krumholtz.
David Krumholtz, famous American actor, who you might know from The Santa Claus or The Deuce on HBO.
You ever see the show Numbers?
Numbers? I never
he
did
He was
see
one of
Numbers.
The leads in Numbers.
He was the head elf in Santa Claus.
Yeah,
Bernard.
He's also the head elf in Numbers. They solved murders using numbers and magic.
Really?
Yeah. When the numbers didn't add up, when they were stumped, they called in David Krumholtz, the elf.
Was it the same elf?
To use his magic pixie dust to
solve
the case.
So it was like a crossover? It was Bernard the elf from the Santa Claus would make guest appearances on Numbers.
Yeah.
Huh. What's it called when that happens? A crossover?
Yeah, it's a crossover.
No, what's it really called?
It's a famous crossover episode.
What is it really called?
And the criminals were so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair. You would never have caught me if it wasn't for the pixie dust. Damn you, Elf Number 4.
It's not Elf Number 4. He was Bernard.
Bernard the Elf.
The head elf.
Yeah, the head elf.
Not some lowly elf, the fourth elf in line.
Jesus. Of course, he spent a lot of time doing the paperwork.
Stop insulting David Krumholz.
Testifying.
He's the most famous person listening.
He is. We should review. Now, wait. Because of David Krumholz, nobody else is calling. Nobody else feels they can beat him.
I think people could beat David Krumholz. David Krumholz, after all, only had, 600,000? It's kind of you're vouching for him.
And he's only recognized once a day.
Yeah, you're going by the fact that he's recognized on the street, by the fact that he had a very impressive IMDb
I found the fatal flaw. As listeners, as our fans know, it's always fun. You know the show's going to go down. You know it's going to hit a wall at some point. You know there's a fatal flaw in every episode, and I just found it.
What
you get
it?
Someone who's legitimately semi-famous, and nobody else will call. The show is ended.
What explains the calls that are coming in right now?
They're drunk. They're confused.
I think not.
They've recently suffered an industrial accident of some kind.
Oh, you mean like falling off a ladder?
Oh, falling off one of your fire escapes.
Landing on their head?
Yeah.
Oh.
Falling off that rickety hunk of metal. That jungle gym you call a fire escape.
Metal.
Out there.
We dream about having a metal fire escape.
Look, anything fireproof will be an improvement.
Yeah, styrofoam doesn't really burn.
Right now, what FMU has is a net on the ground.
It's not a net.
Yeah.
It's known as Tarzan swings.
A big sign that says, you can do it. That's their fire escape.
Well, Matt from Bloomfield is calling in for Be Nice to Andy Week. Hi, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you?
I've been better.
Your show, Andy.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, I could say I didn't watch it, but which maybe that could have helped. But,
that might have moved the needle.
Have you considered that maybe you should have tried putting Smash Mouth in the series?
Should have ended the series with everyone on stage with Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
That's a reference to Rat Race, Ken.
Yes.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if that would have turned that ship around.
I think the problem with The Good Cop was that the demographic that it was intended to doesn't know how to use Netflix.
Yeah, well, their grandchildren.
That was the fatal flaw.
Their grandchildren should have taught them. Yeah.
I could say, personally, I think a lot of people are going away from Netflix.
What are they moving?
I wouldn't be too worried about it.
What are they moving towards?
Well, thanks. That's good to know that you wouldn't be too worried about it. All I got to do is figure out how to feed and clothe my family. That's the only problem I'm having.
Well, what are they moving towards away from Netflix?
I think that they try and direct too much towards their own personal series, and they actually don't provide enough good movies to watch. I've noticed that they tend to actually remove the better movies. Like a lot of the good horror movies that would have been out around fall time when they were doing the Stranger Things series would be removed to try and get people to watch Stranger Things instead. So you'd have nothing.
Well, I got to tell you, whatever Netflix is doing, I think they know what they're doing.
They have more internet traffic than anybody.
They have 120 million
in the world, I think,
subscribers, and probably millions and millions more that are piggybacking on other people's passwords. Very very few of them watch my show. That's all I know.
Just trying to add some punch to your.
Yeah.
Singer there.
You would have used the sad trombone, but you didn't have permission.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
From the innovator.
Thanks for calling Be Nice to Andy Week here.
The sad trombone. Kyle Bernstein. Do you want to use the sad trombone again? Let's get Kyle Bernstein to call back.
Okay.
And we need permission. Do you have her number?
I do not. But the phone number here is 201-209-9368. If you're Kyle Bernstein, please call back. Or if you're more famous than David Krumholz. Of course, I don't have to explain who David Krumholz is.
The only person that might be David Krumholz at this point, the only one person I can think of, is Phoebe Cates. If you are Phoebe Cates, Give us a call, 201-209-9368.
Really? Is Phoebe Cates more famous than David Krumholtz? Because her era is over. I mean, she's not working anymore, right? Well, not for a long time.
But I've heard of Phoebe Cates. I know the name Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, well, she definitely had her moment there. Oh, she has 8.6 million hits.
Yeah, she's still fondly remembered.
Yeah. And she has a Wikipedia page. Okay. Does she have as many acting credits as David Krumholtz? I don't think so.
I don't know how busy she was.
Only 19 credits. Ah, she was in Lego Dimensions in 2015.
As the video game.
Yeah. Well, she was in the video game. Yeah.
I guess Kevin Klein gave her permission to take a little job.
Yep.
I guess when you're Phoebe Cates, your husband's going to say yes every once in a while.
Oh, she was Princess Caribou.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
In the Princess, 1994, if that's recent for you.
Well, it's recent for me.
Yeah.
So we're at 201-209-9368, and we've run out of steam because of the fatal flaw in our concept. Once anyone that's halfway successful calls, everyone else is intimidated.
Hi, welcome to Be Nice to Andy.
Are you Phoebe Cates?
This is not Phoebe Cates.
Oh.
This is Kyle Bernstein.
Oh, hi, Kyle.
Oh, fine.
Hi.
Kyle, may Ken.
Hey, stop using that. I didn't give you permission.
You didn't get. She didn't. Yeah, Ken, you have to say permission to come aboard. You have to say permission for the. Can I use your trumpet?
I think you're overusing it.
I think so, too. It's going to diminish the value of it.
I'm sorry.
The whole show is getting sadder every time you do that.
It's like those cooking shows that stole your idea and overuse it.
It's a little frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on him. Hey,
well,
now listen.
Kyle, how do you feel that technically you're more famous than David Krumholtz, but Andy has declared David Krumholtz?
David Krumholtz, you have to admit, David Krumholtz is recognized.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I can kick all of your asses.
As far as fame goes?
Can I say that on the air?
Yeah. You just
Wait, let's get David Krumholtz on the other line. David Krumholtz, call back. I want Kyle and David Krumholtz to compare notes.
I like that he's so super competitive.
Be amazing. If we could get, imagine the fireworks. Kyle Bernstein on one line. Imagine this, Ken. You're a programmer. You're interested in radio history.
Oh, hey, Kyle Bernstein has an IMDb page.
She is. Of course she does.
And she has.
She was on Chopped.
One film credit.
She was on the Halloween episode.
Halloween
of Chopped, not just any episode.
A Very Piggy Halloween.
Oh my God. I think we might have Kyle Bernstein and David Krumholtz on the same line. My head's going to explode. This is radio history.
Okay, let's see if this is David Krumholtz.
Ken, do the math. What do they add up to together as far as Google hits?
David, is it you?
Yeah, this is me.
David, say hello to Kyle Bernstein. We've been trying to get you two kids together for years.
Yeah, how you doing, Kyle?
I'm awesome. David, how are you?
You can't fake this kind of chemistry,
well,
Ken.
Well, I appreciate your competitive spirit.
People, do you understand that between us, between me and Kyle and David, do you understand we have over 4.5 billion Google hits between us if you add it all up together?
I don't think that many.
Well, I did the math very quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. Suppose we were going to split the first prize here. Could you two agree on a charity and we would send we only have one bumper sticker is the problem.
Wait, you only have one bumper sticker?
Yeah, well, times are tight, honey. You know what a fire escape costs? We've got our priorities straight. I mean, in case of an inferno here in the station, do you want us to hand out bumper stickers? Here, this might get you through. No.
Well, if they're fire absorbent bumper stickers,
if they're fire absorbent bumper stickers, build a fire escape out of them. Listen,
I'll default to Kyle's choice.
Well, Kyle's choice
that's what a champion does. That's what a winner
Kyle's
does.
Kyle's choice was American diabetes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Wow, that's very big of you.
Oh, my God. This is fantastic. I'm going to cry. Two great stars, Ken, coming together to send a bumper sticker to the American Diabetes Foundation.
Well, part of being famous as I am is accepting the responsibility that comes along with that. And
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yes, right. And in this particular case, really
I don't hear any crying.
To be generous. So it's my joy.
If I had a heart, it would be all a flutter. Okay. This is fantastic, and it's a beautiful radio moment, and thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you,
thank
David.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure speaking to you, Kyle. Nice to meet you, and I...
Thank you, David. Good luck to you.
Maybe you'll see each other in some kind of celebrity event. Maybe they'll go to some celebrity restaurant, bump into each other.
Like what?
And like some.
Like what celebrity restaurants do you go to?
Like, you know, like the like an Applebee's or something.
Yeah. Oh, you go to the Applebee's in Hollywood?
Well, the celebrity Applebee's.
Yeah.
You're not, believe me, they don't tell you where it is.
Oh, it's the Applebee's at Pico in
Sepulveda. No. That's the normal Applebee's. There's another Applebee's. Remember in Black Panther how there was a big dome of invisibility over the country?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody could see it? There's an Applebee's like that.
Really?
Yeah. Secret Applebee's.
So it probably didn't burn down last week either.
No, the dome kept it safe.
All right.
Yeah, you could use one of those domes, by the way. In case of a fire.
Yeah.
Because nothing else is going to save us. Where's the fire exit, Ken? We couldn't afford it.
We have Lauren Michaels on line four. Hi, Lauren. You're on the air.
Andy, it's Lauren.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We can't
Lauren,
take this.
Higgins handed me the phone, said you were in dire need. Did you lose your house in Los Angeles?
Sounds like Lorne Michaels to me.
Yeah, he knew Steve Higgins. It
was either that you lost your house or that your radio show needed help, but I'm here.
It's either Lorne Michaels or Dr. Evil.
It's either Lorne Michaels.
One or the other.
Well, Dr. Evil was inspired by Lorne Michaels.
I get that a lot. I can prove I'm Lorne Michaels. I'm in a limo.
That does prove it. Lorne, who is hosting your little TV extravaganza this week?
Steve number four.
Steve number four. I think that's right. Steve Carell. Yeah, I think that's right, actually.
Wow.
Lorne.
Do you want to hear the other three Steves? Do you want to hear the...
No, I want you to name. I want you to name five members of the current cast.
Really? Kate McKinnon.
I don't even know enough.
Yeah. Colin Jost.
I don't even know. I have no idea.
The black one.
That's true. He got that one. I thought he'd miss that one.
The one who plays, the one who says hello to me in the elevator.
Yeah.
One who plays Joe Scarborough.
Yep. Well, I thought you were faking it. It's a great honor to have you
five.
With us. That's five. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren Michaels.
Okay. Well done.
Lauren Michaels only has 1.85 million hits.
The funniest thing is that guy got past Nick. Nick thought he was putting Lorne Michaels through. That's what I love about...
Not really.
No. Nick
knew that it was not the real Lorne Michaels. That was a good Lorne Michaels imitation, though.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Sad that that's the high point of our little show, isn't it? We have to rely on...
Not as sad as the fact that Lorne Michaels only has 1.85 million...
These, like, cranksters...
Do you have more Google hits than Lorne Michaels? No, you don't. Okay. I forgot. You're only 119.
I think I lost a bunch of Google hits yesterday. Do they take those away from you?
They do. Yep.
I lost some points. Hey, Ken, seriously, we joke around a lot. It's fun to joke. We have a lot of fun here. But can I ask you something seriously?
Yeah.
What will become of me? What will become of me? Is it over for me?
No, you'll be fondly remembered.
I'm 63. Is my career over?
No, of course not. Don't say that.
What's in front of me?
You're still selling stuff?
Yeah, but what's in front of me, though? Are the best years over? I think Irwin would like to weigh in.
I know what you have to look forward to.
Tell me, Irwin.
Your next tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, that's true. That's all I have now. Lunch. Tomorrow's lunch. Thanks, Irwin. Hey, if you're tuning in late, it's Be Kind to Andy week.
Yeah, it's
not
over.
Not being observed by anyone that I can see.
Over in 5 minutes, so call now to be nice to Andy.
It's obviously hell playing. It's hell here. Very difficult for Ken. He's sweating this one out.
No, it's great. I love Be Kind to Andy week.
And thanks to Kyle Bernstein. You might remember her from the Halloween
Chopped.
Episode of
Chopped.
And David Kremholtz.
Krumholtz.
You might remember him from Numbers.
From Numbers.
I believe he was on The Deuce.
The Deuce, yep. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
I think he might have done an episode of Key and Peele's.
Yes, he was the third terrorist. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
But they came together in the spirit of unity, spirit of goodwill, and we're going to send a bumper sticker to the American Diabetes Foundation. Can we call the American Diabetes Foundation now and ask them where to send it? Tell them that they've won? Let's do that. Can we call out?
Well, we could, but we have a very important call right now.
No, who could it be?
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, Beth.
Oh, hey, that's my darling. That's my little girl.
Not working. Not working at
all. But I can imagine what she wanted to say.
That you should send more than a bumper sticker to the American Diabetes Association?
Probably.
Perhaps?
Probably.
Wow, the phones really are messed up.
Can we call the American Diabetes Association?
No, we don't have time.
Will you really send a bumper sticker to them?
Hi, Beth. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, honey. Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. You're okay, man.
Hey, Beth, when I come home, will it be nice to Andy week continuing there at home?
As best as I can.
Wait a minute.
I'm at the grocery store right now. I'm gonna get you some tuna fish.
I think you just walked that back a little.
Chicken.
Okay, you're gonna be as nice as you can. Well, that's pretty nice. I've seen you very nice.
And you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
We could rent out that basement.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Beth.
Yeah.
That's my girl. She's got my back.
Well, you had a ton of great zingers tonight, Andy, as usual.
Oh, shut up. I don't want your pity. You're going to give me now 30 seconds of pity?
No! No.
I miss it when you were ridiculing me and derisive.
The show's over in 2 minutes.
When do the long knives come out again? Where'd you put the long knives?
I'll bring the long knives out.
Next week?
Rotating.
Oh, hey, I'm gone next week.
Next week's Thanksgiving Eve. I'm not here either.
Okay, but I'll see you the weekend.
Probably run a rerun. Thanks to Nick LaBarde.
Oh, wait, the next week.
Yeah?
Oh, I think I can do it. I think I'm here.
What?
No, I have some stuff coming up.
Wednesday or the Wednesday after?
No, after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you'll be here.
Yeah, what else
what
do
else?
I have?
Yeah, exactly.
I have tuna fish for lunch.
Yeah.
That's all I have to look forward to.
And you still have to develop a new tuna fish recipe for the Digest. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. Hey, and aren't you excited that Kyle Bernstein and David Krumholtz are listening to our show?
I can't believe it. I can't believe they came together like that.
And that they're fans of our show and they listen to us?
Famous people. They're just like us.
Yeah, they're just like you or me.
It's incredible.
Yeah, they're more like me than you, but they're very similar to you.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Well, they're human.
Hey, gals. Hey, we have three beautiful ladies waiting in the wings.
That's right.
What's the show tonight?
In Real Life with Kim Zilla and Emily tonight. Welcome Deborah Shearer.
No, Deborah Shearer's not here.
She is. She's right behind you.
What?
Yes.
Well, then she wins. She wins our famous contest.
She does.
Okay. And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for In Real Life.
Tough call. They're so different. Something funny? No, nothing's, you know, it's just that both those belts look exactly the same to me. You know, I'm still learning about this stuff and,
this stuff? Oh, Okay, I see. You think this has nothing to do with you. You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue. It's not turquoise. It's not lapis. It's actually cerulean. And you're also blithely unaware of the fact that in 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns. And then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets? I think we need a jacket here.
Mm.
And then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of 8 different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Good evening, dear lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
And this evening, In Real Life is live in the studio. We're very excited.
I love it when that happens.
I do too. Our guest is Deborah Shearer. She's a 25-year veteran of both French and Italian Vogue, where she interviewed, photographed, and filmed all things fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
She is now the founder and CEO of Culture Crush, which is dedicated to linking culture to society by telling curated stories through photography, illustration, conversation, zines, filmmaking, shows, and live events. So we have a ton to talk about, and we're very, very excited.
We do. So just to remind everybody, you can go on to WFMU.org and click on playlists and comments. And we have a lovely community that joins there. Because we have a live guest, we're probably not going to be as interactive as we normally are with you guys. But please, talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
If you have questions, we'll be peeking at the message board and responding to them and asking Deborah any questions that you may have that are appropriate.
But without further ado now, I would like to welcome our special guest for the evening, Deborah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to In Real Life.
Thanks for having me tonight.
It's great to have you.
Yeah. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, yeah. This is another one of those like kismet moments where Mark Hurst, who also has a show on WFMU Tectonic on Mondays, he dropped off a really large format zine on my desk. And he said, you should take a look at this. They talk about cultures and society, and they do it in a really interesting, innovative way. And you should definitely take a peek at this. And I brought it home. And it is, how large is the format of the scene?
It's a true broadsheet.
Yeah.
So I think people aren't even used to seeing what a broadsheet, what a newspaper
right.
size used to be. So yeah, it's pretty big.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful zine where broadsheet, and when you open it up, the photographs in it and the stories just go on for pages, and that's something that you don't see anymore. I mean, everything is just a little blip, and you have to read just a little paragraph of things, and you go into it in such a beautiful way that it struck me, and Mark introduced you and I to each other in email, and I was kind of blurting about how much I love the format and, you know, certain stories, that story about Harlem and, you know, the boys and
boys,
the Go Hard Boys.
Jeanette Beckman's incredible pictures.
Yeah, and I had so many questions for you. So
okay.
It was wonderful to have you in live to be able to answer this. And with this, I learned that you have an incredible background in Vogue. 25 years in the industry working
right.
as an editor
yeah.
With Vogue. So,
with Vogue.
Yeah.
So then we have double the question.